Well, let's just get into it. Hey, everyone, welcome to episode 106. Yeah, we know it's been a while. Keke had to finish that class. She had a final and stuff.
I'm not done yet, but yes, I had a final and I'm having a really good time with my photography class.
I thought it was
over. Film is interesting. No, I still have a few weeks left. I still have I've been working on the final because it was a final project. So the project has taken like a month. I think we have like a month and a half to do the final product, but there's stages of it, and then you have to actually turn it in. Right, okay. There's that. But it's been fun, and I have to say, working in the dark room is very
zen. I love
working
in the dark room.
Did you take a photography class? Like, a lot of people took photography in whatever, high school or college. No, you're giving me shit. I can tell. Now Virk's making that fuck you, you're an idiot face.
Yeah.
No, you're bullshitting me, right?
No, it's fuck you, you're an idiot face, because that was my minor in college, was photography, you dumbass. You knew that.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I didn't.
Yeah.
How did I not know that about you? Oh, my God. You're a total stranger to me. I don't know you at all.
Who are you?
Photography was your minor? Why didn't you do anything?
No, actually, I'm sorry. Wait a second. I'm sorry. Let me switch that.
I love that line.
It was my major.
Minors, not minors. It was your major?
I was an art major, yes, in photography.
I knew that you were an art major, but I don't think I realized it was photography. I don't know. For some reason, I assumed it was drama or...
Well, drama was
I didn't realize it was photography.
Remember, we told the story about how I was a theater student, and I had 1 1/4 credit left, and the female professor liked me or something, and she failed me in the class, and then I switched majors my junior year and did a whole major in 2 years, and it was an art major, and it was photography, and I had a whole photography show and everything.
The show's coming back to me. I remember it being art, but for some reason, and I remember you talking about the show, but for some reason I spaced on the photography side. So how come you didn't go further with the photography? Why didn't you do anything with it?
Because I was pursuing acting at the time, at the time, and I wasn't living in any place that I could have a dark room. I mean, Photoshop is great, and I haven't done it. I've never trained enough in Photoshop to really do much with it. But boy, do I love darkroom manipulation. Did so much fun stuff in there.
There was just something, there's something really zen about it.
Are you working black and white?
Because the school I have, they have the equipment for color, but it's too high maintenance and expensive. And
it is expensive.
So they don't really, they don't use it anymore. I think she said they shut the color darkroom down a couple years ago. But so it's black and white. But to be honest with you, I guess it'd be interesting to process in color. I'm sure it's a whole different animal, but there's something so, I don't know, just very retro, and even the style of photos. It's interesting because in my brain, I'm so stuck in, when I think of black and white photography, I'm so stuck in that kind of like dreamier 1950s look with the very crisp, black and white, and the photos. My final project is children and families, and so I took pictures of some families and some kids, mostly the kids, pregnant mom, and but all the photos that I chose to print are not like the typical, this is the portfolio you would look at for someone who takes kids photos. I realized after, because my teacher kind of mentioned something, she likes it, but she mentioned something about that, and I thought, oh yeah, I kind of steered away from the photos of all the kids where they were like big cheesy smiles or laughing and I went towards the ones that look like you kind of just captured a moment where they weren't really paying attention, or they just kind of weren't, the mom looking down, or the kids, none of the children are smiling. They're all like kind of doing something interesting. I don't know. And maybe that's just weird, but when I think of black and white film, that's what I think of. I think of this kind of like otherworldly, like 1950s kind of a thing. But all the younger kids in the class are like, I think they look at it very differently. They just look at black and white as like, black and white. Let's just put this would look cool in black and white. I just have a different thing in my brain, because when we look at photos of our parents or our parents growing up, or everything is black and white. So when I think of looking at black and white photos, that's the style of photography that I think of looking at, is the photos that our parents showed us that they took when they were like at the lake, where the back of it says, Lake, 1962.
Right. Yeah, no, I just love like the you know, being able to go further with the, after the developing of the film, to use the lighting inside the darkroom to burn or dodge or, you know, do other things. So, but
totally. It's, and it's, for me, it's very zen because there's been a lot of shit going on, a lot of like stressful shit. So for me, I just go, I'm going to go to the darkroom and I'm going to turn my brain off and I'm going to listen to the, like the running water. And it's going to be dark, and there's not really anybody. There's only, like, maybe one or two other people, and no one talks to you because they all have their earbuds in. And you just kind of, like, check out.
Yeah, our darkroom was, like, basically one for one person, so it was awesome because you were totally in there by yourself. In any case, so good for you.
Oh, ours is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
So guess how I started my day off?
How?
You know, Keith, let me just say this. There's no, gosh. You know what? I wish there was something else stuck inside of me besides what was, but nothing starts your day off quite like a plastic tube with lube on it in your hiney. Had a colonic this morning.
I was just going to say, was that today? Well, what, give us an update because it's been a while. We need the colonic update. So what,
Actually, is it working?
Do you feel a difference?
This is only colonic number four because I was supposed to have two, but I had to reschedule the appointments. And so this is actually only colonic number four. It's not comfortable having a tube put up your rectum. I think we can, and this is kind of why I can't, I don't think anal's for me. We'll go back to that. Reason number 75 of why anal's not for me. Because remember right when we were talking about butt plugs? I love that this is a show that goes, remember that day we were talking about butt plugs? And it's like, yeah, of course I remember that day we were talking about butt plugs. When you insert it, just as, and this goes back to what my massage therapist Bobby said when I was really constipated. He said, put your finger just inside your rectum and the muscle there will make you poop. Well, so that's what happens.
Clamping down. Now, it's actually, I feel like I have to poop now. All this talk about it, like I'm imagining something shoved up there. Did it work, by the way?
Did I poop? Is it true?
No, did sticking your finger up your butthole make you want to poop?
Oh, yeah, it did that, you know, this was like, that was in January when that monstrosity nightmare happened. But whenever, you know, whenever one when, so from that, I realized that that area is sensitive and that would make you feel like you'd want to poop. So why would I want to put like a butt plug or someone's finger or someone's penis in my butthole? I mean, it's bad enough that when they put the plastic tube in, I feel like I'm going to poop. Why would I, how could that be sexually exciting to feel like you've just shit on someone?
Right. Well, from the stories that we've heard from some of our friends, sometimes a little bit of poop does come out. A little shit happens.
Yeah. You know, can you adjust your,
I was doing that on purpose.
No, you were like the guy over the fence in Home Improvement. I'm like, all I see is your half your mouth and your nose. So,
These glasses. I'm gonna draw you a visual picture. I have my glasses on, which are like the big, thick framed, like square glasses. And my cousins, whenever we FaceTime or whatever, and when they were here visiting, whenever we would Snapchat, I would mess around with them because they said, you look like that lady from The Incredibles. Who are you and what do you want? She's like up against the...
Yes, you do.
When he goes to get the gal who makes the costumes.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think her name is Ruth or something too. And she. So now that's our thing. Whenever I'll just text them pictures of just my eyes with the caption, who are you and what do you want? All you see are nose and eyes. What do you want?
That's great.
I was doing that for you. So I think from what I've understood, in my experience, and in our, one friend in particular who you know, I'm sure you remember the stories from a long time ago. There was a lot of different poker stories around the table, and there was one in particular that I never forgot because back then I was like, what?
I may
that
have forgotten
awful.
It.
Awful.
What was it?
It was an anal story where there was, and some poop happened. And I think, you know, at the time, and I could be remembering this totally wrong, I don't think she listens, but if she does, she'll probably call and be like, that's not how it happened. It happened like this. But I think that, you know, as women, there's some mortification there. It's kind of like when you give birth and you poop on the table. I was so completely
like... Did you poop on the table?
A little bit. And I was obsessed with making sure because they stopped giving enemas. They used to give women enemas before
right.
to clean them out.
Right.
And so they wouldn't have to deal with that. But they stopped doing it right around the time that my sister gave birth to, because she remembered thinking, her friends told her, like, make sure you do this. So she was like, do-do-do. She went in. She's like, okay, enema, please. And they went, oh, no, we don't do that anymore. What? No. What? No, you have to. So I think she made them. She made them do it because she did not want to. And I didn't want to. Who wants to deal with that?
Who wants
to? But to be honest with you, you're so busy with everything else going on that you don't even notice. I think afterwards somebody was like, oh, yeah, there was a little bit. But they're so good about, like, because there's all this pushing and you can't tell what's pushing.
There's
you're just pushing.
Blood and there's shit
you're
everywhere.
Like, anything that's there, like, out, poop, babies, whatever. But I did make sure that I luckily beforehand, oh, my God, I think I take the poop of a lifetime when I was in labor. I emptied. Regardless, our friend was like,
what another great show after being on a hiatus.
Right. I think that was something about the universe going, oh, you're going to lay on a table naked and push a baby out? How about let's let you empty your bowels first.
Sure. How about we do that?
Yeah.
Well, I had an episode.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, no. So going back, I had an episode last week where I was feeling not quite so safe to walk too far from home. And, you know, I walk 3 miles a day, so I literally had to plot my loop so that should at any given point I need to use the bathroom, I could not be so far away from my house. And usually I go like a mile and a half away and come back a mile and a half. And this
can I tell you?
Walk around the block.
I had an audition. Can I tell you? I had an audition where I had to – it was a really frustrating audition too because they did not tell you that you didn't – they gave you the script beforehand. And it's a big, long script, and it was for – I can't remember who it was for. It was for some company, but it was going to be an online thing. And it was an online tutorial where they're trying to get you to answer questions. And so the host, and it's poop talk. It's talking to people about, you know, why can't you be comfortable talking to your doctor about poop? Because it can be such a like notifier of everything else that's going on in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so the audition for the host was asking the different questions and then kind of coming up with funny, witty responses based on which answer they gave. And it was all about poop. And then, of course, I show up to the audition, and you didn't need to know any of the scripts. You just improvised a couple of things, and that was it. I'm like, oh, my God. I memorized that whole fucking script, and it was, like, 6 pages long. But the funny thing about it was like, you know, do you plan your days around how close the bathroom is? Do you blah, 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 blah. And I remember when I was memorizing it, thinking of you and going, oh, yeah.
I would be the one like, yes, that's me. Yes, that's me.
But she has no problems talking about her poop because this was all about being like, do you have trouble talking to you? Are you embarrassed talking about poop? This is poop talk. We're going to get you used to it. And it's a woman. The host is like a woman sitting on a toilet in the middle of like a busy street trying to get people to sit down and talk to her about poop.
Yeah.
Regardless, needless to say, I did not get that job.
Yeah.
Okay. No, you don't. I did not get that job. But wait, going back to the other thing we did not finish, she the whole point about the anal thing is that I think the women get a little mortified because they do not want to poop, and there is definitely that feeling because there is something there, like you have to.
Right.
And I think she was kind of mortified that she did, and the guy ended up being, because guys don't care. They're just so excited to be able to have their dick in somebody's asshole that
I want
to
stick something in one of their assholes.
He was just like, yeah, no, it's fine. Shit happens. I mean, if you're gonna go there, shit's gonna happen. And he was not even completely fazed by it. But that was usually my response when someone said that to me. I'd be like, you know what? How about you first? I'll shove a giant dildo up your asshole.
Yeah.
And then we can do. But you first. You get to go first. How come you're so quiet now? So quiet?
I think that's a really good way to broach that. If you're not interested in doing, just say to your partner, you want to do anal? Great. How about if we do you first? I bet that would shut down many a request.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you from experience, it does.
Okay.
Shut that right down.
Something now for our listeners. Woohoo. If you don't want to do anal, ask to do your partner first, because odds are they will not be so interested then.
They're going to say no? No? Not interested anymore? Okay.
So so I went to the doctor to get a prescription filled. That's all I went to the doctor for. I don't really go. This is my GP. And I've lost a significant amount of weight in the last couple months.
Sweet.
Yeah. Over 10%.
In a good way, or like in a, you got some medical stuff going on in a bad way?
No, in a good way. I've lost over 10% of my body weight, which is great.
Wow, so good for you. Wait, stand up. Let me see the boobs.
Oh.
Did you lose weight in your boobs?
No, I'm still a D. Let me see.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but...
Holy, that's a nice bra. Look at you, teeny waist.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yesterday, two different... I mean, not that I'm into the whole, like, catcall thing, but thankfully it didn't happen, but two different times I was totally checked out. Once while I was walking, and another time I was in the car, and the guy would not stop staring at me. And I didn't think I had boogers on my face.
What did you...
Like that. You didn't know that. I didn't...
That's so lovely. You have such a good, a high self-image of yourself. You're like, why are you looking at me? Do I have a bat in the cave? What's going on?
Right.
Am I dragging toilet paper? Stop staring at me.
Yeah. No, but it's been a long time. It's been a long time since I've gotten...
What are you
appreciative.
What are you doing that's different?
I walk... I was part of a contest. I guess we didn't talk about this. The local newspaper had a contest. The Biggest Loser used to be in Chicago, and now they're not, so the newspaper changed it. They worked together on this, and then they changed it to The Fittest Loser. And so I got on this team. I had an opportunity to be on this team, and I just needed some accountability. And I've been walking.
Sure.
I walk like 3 miles during the week a day and 5 miles each day on the weekend if I can, and I eat between 1,200 and 1,500 calories.
Good for you.
Yeah, and then I've, you know, no processed carbohydrates, really. Although I did have bread, you know, occasionally.
What do you do during the winter?
You know what? As far as walking, or like...
Yeah. Because it's cold there.
Yeah, there were a couple days, there's some free tracks, and I walked there, but otherwise I bundled up and I walked outside in like 37 degree weather. I was just dedicated.
Damn, good for you, girl.
Yeah, and so I went to the doctor and I brought her the results because I had my cholesterol dropped. I mean, like, I lost 23 pounds so far.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm amazed that my boobs have not. I thought for sure. So let me tell you this.
I know, it always goes away in the boobs first, right?
Well, and I do. I mean, I have stretch marks and stuff. So I thought I lost my boobs because my bras were too big. So I went and bought the next band size down from, like, I went from a 40D to I bought a 38C. And I went to pick them up from JCPenney. And I went to try them in the bathroom. And the C cup, like, didn't even. It was like having a Band-Aid on my boob.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm still a D. How'd that happen? And I just went down a band size. So that's cool. I'll take it. As long as not, I just don't want it to be a bunch of excess skin. Not really boob, just flappy excess skin. That would be so gross. Just like I'm actually putting my boob into the cup. That would be disgusting. Hopefully that's not happening. Then that would be a serious time for a $10,000 boob job. I would be considering that and financing that if it was just flat.
Well, but it might not be $10,000 if you're just doing a lift. You don't need them to add anything to it. You just would need them to lift it up a little bit, a little tucky-tucky.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe
but anyway,
it wouldn't be that
much. That's all going good. But I went to the doctor with some of these results because when you did this check-in and stuff, they did – just a prick of the finger and did your cholesterol and your glucose and all that stuff. And so I went to the doctor to get some prescriptions filled. She obviously had noticed that I lost a significant amount of weight.
Yeah.
And she said, how did you do it? This is my doctor. How did you do it? And I told her, I walk 3 miles and I eat between 12 and 1500 calories. And she looks at me and she goes, that's great. I could never eat between 12 and 1500 calories. And I wanted to start laughing because I'm like, you are a doctor.
This is your doctor?
Right. She's like, oh, I could never do that. I'm like, oh, my God. No, she's not a heavy woman at all. So, you know, I get it. But I was just like, she's okay. And I've gone to this woman for 16 years, and her name is Palmasano. We call her Quackasano because she, like, I know
I love that, though, where it's like you're supposed to be motivating.
Oh, right, you're supposed to be like, good for you, great. I would exactly. 12 to 1,500 is exactly what you need. Make sure you're getting your protein and your healthy fatty. You know, you expect all that. She's like, I could never do that. I don't.
Like, ugh, that sounds awful.
Yeah, that's exactly. I tried not to laugh. She's like, oh, good for you. I could never do that. I'm like, but you're my doctor, and even if you couldn't, you're supposed to be
you're
like...
You're my doctor.
Like, building
no,
me up.
No, that sounds miserable.
So,
no.
So here's... This is a kicker, too. So, and then we'll move on to... just. I got some interesting stories, but... I get... Her husband's a lawyer who quit his practice. Maybe he was disbarred for all I know. He's such an asshole. But... You can't get to her through...
Oh, how do you know her? How do you know her? Oh, you told me about this. This is the doctor.
He runs the office.
The husband is the receptionist?
Yes.
And he's awful at it?
Yeah, and he's the medical biller and, you know, the insurance guy and whatever. So every year before I pick my plan...
Oh, sorry. I got the sneezes.
Every year before I pick my plan, I make sure that the three doctors that I go to, the dermatologist, the gynecologist, and the GP, are in the plan. Because that's what I go to.
It's important. Yeah, you want to go to the doctors that you've been going to for years and years and years.
Right. So this woman's in the plan. I haven't been all year because I, knock on wood, you know, don't get sick really very much. And so I'm going for just these refills. And I present my insurance card because the group number changed. To the man, this guy Mike, I'm waiting for half an hour for my appointment. I go in, I do my appointment, I pay the man my $10 copay because that's all it should cost me. I got a bill 2 days ago that says Dr. Palmisano is no longer in the plan. You owe us $78. And hadn't even taken off my $10 copay.
They didn't tell you that?
Nope. So I will be making a terse phone call.
Well, I'm looking elsewhere. You're going to have to find somebody else now.
Well, certainly I'll find another doctor, but I think it was deceptive of him that he knows. They still use paper. These people write their notes on paper.
No, listen. The insurance, I have great insurance, and I called to make my dude a physical. And I tried to get out of it. I called to make him, it's a long story, but the short version is I needed to make a physical. All that stuff that he had going on with the thyroid where they thought it was cancer and the whole thing, it started out with me just saying, when was the last time you had a physical? Oh, a long time ago. And he's not one who takes care of his health and makes sure that he's right on top of his physicals and any of that. So I assumed that it had been a long time. So I called to make him a physical. And they said nothing. And they were like, okay. And they make the physical. They do this whole thing. And I get a freaking bill for like $300 or $170. And I went, what? Those physicals should not be, those are 100% covered. We went to the clinic. We went to the actual, like, you know, where all the in-network doctors do their practice. So I called to say what's going on, and they were like, oh, it was a physical. So I tried to get around it and say, well, no, it actually wasn't. He was going to get some blood work because we were trying to figure out what else was going on. And if you look at his medical records, you can see there was a lot of other stuff going on. Well, after many, many phone calls and me really being pissed because I was like, why did no one say? For them, it's not just writing on a piece of paper. Everything is computerized.
Right.
I said, why did no one say he was 1 month away? He had had a physical like 11 and a half months before that, and you can only have one every 12 months. And because they wrote it down as a physical and he'd already had one 11 and a half months prior to that, they charged us the full cost of the visit.
Right.
And I pushed it. I pushed it all the way until they went back and listened to the recording of me calling and making the appointment. And I was like, son of a bitch, I'm pretty sure I did say physical. And she was like, yeah, you asked for a physical, and that's what you got. So I got annoyed because her whole thing was with the insurance, and I'm sure you'll get this too, is it's not our responsibility. Like, yes, we usually try to tell people when they're out of network or when it's going to be an extra cost, but it's not our responsibility. And
I
did that
my responsibility was checking to make sure she was in the plan when I signed up for the plan. Their responsibility is this: if they are no longer in the plan, they need to tell you. And it's not I presented my card to that man that day. He should have looked at it when he got it and been like, oh, yeah, I'm not part of this anymore. That's my issue. He could have looked at my card.
I dealt with that. Yeah, oh, yeah. And said something. I dealt with that with the pediatrician. The pediatrician, like, they all of a sudden they started doing this thing where if you make a same day appointment, it's $50. If you come, you know, they charge you $50. If you come in on a quote unquote holiday, which was like we came in on some random Monday. What is that? People being shot in your front yard?
Yes. I do live in Chicago, you know.
We came We came in on some random holiday, which wasn't even, it was like Arbor Day or something lame. And you know, holidays are a $50 upcharge. So when I got the bill, and I was looking at the bill, there was extra, you know, a lot of people don't look at their bills because there's a whole, what the hell is that?
There's construction next door. And I have the windows open.
Yeah. Lovely. Lovely. So a lot of people don't look at their bills, but, you know, there could be like 15 line items, and I always look to make sure they subtracted the copay that we paid in the office or that they subtract. And there was $50 on there, and when I called to find out why, she said, oh, you came in on a holiday. And I was like, but you didn't tell me that when I made the appointment. You didn't say, oh, by the way, if you come in today, it's going to be $50. It was not an urgent case. We could have come in the next day.
Right.
He just had a cold. I could have waited an extra day. And I fought it. And it took me a while that I had them take it off because I was like, fuck you. No, I'm not paying that. I am not paying that.
I'm going to call the guy and I'm going to say to him, listen, you had the card in your hand for a half an hour. You could have looked. You took my copay. You taking my copay acknowledges that you are in receipt of the agreement to be in this network. So
yes.
I've been her patient for 16 years. Obviously, I will no longer be her patient. And if you think, by the way, 78 minus my $10 copay is 68, I'm not going to pay the $68. It should be, I feel deceived, and it should be an office visit, and that's it. And if you want to go to take me to collections for $68, go ahead. Because I'd rather you, the collection company, get half of that money than you guys get all of it. I'll say that to
her. Yeah, but that would mess with your credit.
No,
I'm sure they won't.
If it goes to collections, I'll pay it, but they only get half of it.
Right, obviously.
So it defeats the purpose. So anyway, that really pissed me off. So there's this dude. So this is something in the news, right? So there's this dude, and I'm just going to get to the story here. His name is Joshua Webb. I don't know if you heard this story. This is called Happy Mother's Day, Mom. Ready? Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Oh, no.
Joshua Webb has been formally indicted on accusations of murder and attempted murder, crimes that took place in Estacada and Colton on Mother's Day. I'm believing this is in Oregon. The full list of charges also includes...
Oregon?
Oregon. Is it Oregon?
or Oregon.
Fuck you.
Oregon. People who lived in Oregon.
Right, Oregon. Okay. Oregon. Thank you for correcting me. Because, you know, I always like to be in the know. And this guy, look at this guy, Keek. I'm going to look at his face. Doesn't he look fucked up?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
On Sunday, May 14th, which, by the way, was Mother's Day.
Yeah,
in
lovely.
The Colton
I can
home,
tell.
He
looks like someone who really cares about his mother.
Yeah, I mean, he looks a little fucked up. In the Colton home he shared with his parents, Webb allegedly killed his mother, Tina Webb. He is accused of...
Oh, he killed her?
He killed her.
Oh, God.
Well, hang on to your hat. He is accused of then dismembering her body by cutting off her head. A short time later, he allegedly entered Harvest Market, covered in blood, holding a knife, and what looked like a human head.
So he killed her, cut her head off, and walked to the market holding her head?
Apparently needed some Doritos or perhaps a light lunch.
She got hungry?
Got a little thirsty maybe, perhaps.
Can you imagine? You're in the market shopping for just going to get some eggs to make breakfast, and you turn around and there's a man holding a bloody severed head. Speaking of bloody severed head, we're going to have to talk about Miss What's Her Face.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that would be a great way to finish the show. Good.
Yeah.
So he's inside the store. Apparently, dismembering his mother and killing her wasn't enough. He stabbed Michael Wagner, a store employee, and was restrained by other employees until the law enforcement reached the scene. He faces charges of attempted murder and assault for the incident at the Harvest Market. Responders also found a dead dog. So on top of all this killing spree is his mother, the dog, and attempted murder of Michael Wagner. So they found the dog. He appeared in court by video And for the majority of the time, he looked down.
What they were afraid to have him in the courtroom?
Yeah. His attorney had nothing, no comment on the case. The trial will start July 13th. Obviously, both the towns are there's unprecedented violence, saying that they can't remember anything this horrific happening in their town.
Unprecedented violence? I would think so.
Yeah.
Good God.
Yeah.
That's gruesome.
What do you think preempted that? Mom, did you get me the Aunt Jemima waffles for, you know, Mother's Day breakfast? No, I didn't, son. Fuck you, Mom. Cutting your head off. That's what you get, bitch. I'm going to kill you.
I'm going to assume that maybe there was some sort of
mental illness.
Chemicals on board, I'm going to guess. Maybe mixed with a mental illness.
Perhaps he was tripping on LSD.
Perhaps.
Okay.
I would hope, perhaps.
That's just weird. I read that story and I'm just like, and this isn't even fake news. This is like weird. This is weird kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But speaking of weird, I just for the first
time. Don't cross your kid, man.
No kidding. That's why I don't have any. They can never kill me. Joshua Webb is the reason why I have no children.
Right? And you didn't even know about it before when you made that choice.
And I have to sleep with one eye open.
Oh, I'm sleeping with one eye open now.
Right? Hi. Okay, so I know about the Kathy Griffin story, but this is I'm actually looking at the picture. I've just seen it for the
first time. I refuse to look at the picture. I have no interest in looking at the picture. But I don't know. I mean, it's interesting when you hear people talk. It's like, but she apologized and she, you know, she knows that she crossed the line and now it's time to move on. And it's like, yeah, it is time to move on. But then there's other people that are like, she's disgusting. She's a pig. Oh my God. I think I'm somewhere in the middle. It's like, does she deserve to be fired from everything? I don't know, man. We live in a society where you better be careful, because when you mess up, the sponsors and your job and everything is very unforgiving. Like, look at all the people with the news at the news station with the sex scandals and stuff. If you had sexual harassment. Oh, hello. Come in.
Bienvenue. Welcome in. Willkommen.
Willkommen.
It was just the UPS guy.
You got so much going on there this morning.
I very a busy. Lot.
You got, very I, in my mind, I picture like hot UPS guy, sweaty, dropping off your package. Then there's like the hot, sweaty, like half-dressed construction workers doing the construction.
I have to tell you that, yeah, my delivery guys.
Oh, and there's a street cleaner. I don't know what that noise was.
Yeah, no, that was the UPS truck driving me. I have to tell you that the my delivery guys are not hard on the eyes, I will say.
Yeah.
They're friendly fellows and not hard on the eyes.
How those construction workers looking?
You know what? The construction workers, there was one very skewed construction worker who had taken a shining to me. And every time he was working, he would just be staring at me. And then one day
Did
I was in a dress.
Digits?
No. And then he was working exterior, and I think they're done now. But his counterpart, the other guy, was here yesterday, and they're very friendly to me. Very, very friendly to me.
Yeah, I'll bet they are. Go ahead.
I was in a dress 2 weeks ago, or a week ago. I had a week to go to whatever, and he's like, "You're beautiful." And I was like, "Wow, that was ballsy construction worker saying that." But we digress. So I'm feeling pretty now right now. I'm very beautiful.
The irony is not lost to me that we were just talking about sexual harassment and then we proceeded to objectify the construction workers next door and the UPS guy. But so listen, I mean, you know, this is the world that we live in. You have some sexual harassment allegations levied against you and you lose your job. I mean, these are major people, and I did not disagree with that. So it seems only that turnabout is fair play, that if you fuck up as a woman, that you're also going to lose your job.
This is a really gruesome picture. It's really gruesome. And it almost looks like Jason from Friday the 13th head. Like, it's like, it looks actually looks like his mother's head was on the plate. It's bad. It's
right.
I, what was the
purpose? So, I mean, they wouldn't show it on the news. She's
pushing the, you know, this is the thing, comedians try to push the boundaries, and she was pushing, trying to push the limits of what was acceptable and trying to be, you know, shock value, because she's all about, you know, she's kind of like has that Joan Rivers thing where it was like everything was shock value. But it doesn't work on her. And unfortunately, somebody had to, there were so many people at that photo shoot. They showed behind the scenes footage of the photo shoot, and there's so many people there. You've got to think that somebody would have said, do you really want to make terrorist jokes? Like, I don't know that this is necessarily going to be funny. Shocking, yeah, but are you sure? Like, because people lose their jobs for less than this. She took the risk, and because she wanted to be shocking, and she had to know that there could be fallout. And so, unfortunately, should she get her job back? Nah, she can find another job. I'm sure someone will eventually. She's going to have to go the same road that everybody else goes,
well,
mostly
she lost
men.
The New Year's, what else did she
lose? All the other men.
What'd she lose? She lost the New Year's Eve gig.
Apparently, I did not know this, but apparently she was the spokesperson for Squatty Potty.
Really?
Yes. She lost the Squatty Potty gig.
Wow.
And she lost her job at CNN.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah, it's disturbing. I'm actually going to get rid
so,
of it. It's really gross.
Yeah. That's why I think my
blood
sister...
in his head, so...
My sister has said that she regretted looking up the photo. That's why I was like, I'm good. I don't need to look it up.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of blood on the face, which I don't get. If you're beheaded, you're going to bleed down, not up, unless someone's, like, winging the head around. Then I don't know, but I can't tell you that, thankfully, I've seen too many headless people, so I really don't have any true concern.
Well, what do you think about it? Do you think she should have lost her job or no? I do think people are a little quick to fire these days. But I also feel like because I was very pro the guys, the dudes losing their jobs when they fucked up and made
well, okay,
sexual
so what's
comments
her,
or
what,
had sexual harassment.
The difference. Okay, sexual harassment is one thing, right? So
no, there's a difference. There's a difference.
Sexual,
but when
well,
somebody
sexual harassment is a crime. It's a crime. Sexual harassment is a crime. What she did was not...
Right, but these people weren't convicted. They settled. They weren't convicted of sexual harassment. They settled. There was no trial. The Fox News guy, both those guys, there was no trial for the Fox News guy. He just was fired.
Okay, but in the same vein.
But yes, I see what you're saying. It is illegal. Yeah, it's a crime.
Her taking a picture with a prop head, there's no crime that's been committed. Poor taste, definitely.
Yeah.
But there's no crime.
Yeah, but people have lost. Look at Stephen Colbert. Didn't they eventually end up yanking Stephen Colbert's show? Unless my dude read it wrong. He told me that he was reading something shortly thereafter, because you know what happened with Stephen Colbert. Mm-hmm. He went off on a rant in one of his monologues, and he went a little too far, and he called, he referred to Trump's mouth as Putin's cock holster.
Oh, okay.
And, that Trump's mouth was good for nothing but being Putin's cock holster. And people were pretty pissed about that. And not just because, you know, and he stood by it because it was a joke and he's a satirist and that's
right.
The deal. But the gay community was pretty upset about it too, because they were like, hang on. So you're basically saying that someone who puts a dick in their mouth, a man who puts another man's dick in their mouth, that's a derogatory thing? Like, the gay community was pretty up in arms
Got
about
you.
Him using a term like that in a derogatory way. It was a really big deal.
And, I mean, I remember it, but...
But I don't... Google it and see, because my dude is not generally... Sometimes he's not always accurate.
I don't think he's
on
the air.
Okay, well, I'm glad, because there was a time where my dude read something and he was like, oh my God, I think they're yanking Stephen Colbert's show.
Yeah, he did that, it looks like, on May 1st.
Yeah, but did his show get canceled?
No, and then on May 16th, Stephen Colbert continued his Trump insults, which helped him win late night in front of an audience of CBS advertisers. That was on May 16th.
No, it's not about that. It's about being canceled. He was still on. He never got yanked off the air. I'm wanting to know if he got canceled, if they're replacing him on late night. No.
Hold on.
Regardless... It's people lose when people say outrageous things, like Bill O'Reilly lost his job, and he was big with Fox. But again, that was sexual harassment. But people, when they say outrageous things, they run the risk of losing their job because sponsors pull out and all of that. And so when, as a comedian or as an artist or as whatever, whether it's illegal or not, you have to know that you're running the risk of losing stuff when you do really big kind of outrageous things to say, hey, look at me, aren't I right. funny?
I'm not.
And I don't know. Do you think she should have lost her job?
Because
the Squatty Potty peeps bailed on her. I had no idea Squatty Potty even had a campaign. I think that's hilarious.
I don't know. Here's the thing, right? Each company has their own moral codes and things of that nature. Like when Gilbert Gottfried lost Aflac because he said, he said something on Howard Stern's show that was, I don't even remember what it was.
I remember that.
I don't believe Stephen Colbert is, I don't see it, nothing's jumping up.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
So I'm trying to think what he did. Oh, he made jokes after the Japanese tsunami. He did tweets about the tsunami stuff, and he got fired from Apple.
Oh, yeah, that's
kind
of in poor taste.
Yeah.
That was a sweet gig for him.
I was going to say, big job. Job. Gone. I actually auditioned for that afterwards.
Yep.
But
you did? For the Aflac duck?
Yeah.
Aflac.
So would I fire her? I don't know. In my company, it would depend on my brand and what I'm trying to promote. If I thought it was going to affect my sales, yeah, I would fire her. And each company has their own morality clause. And if she violated any aspect of the morality clause, then they have every right to fire her. So is it a fireable offense? Not necessarily to me, but it would depend on my business. It really would. I can't say that her job would be safe, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So,
well, and that's where people, I think that's the thing. If you're worried about losing business and sponsors pulling out, it's really all about the bottom line. But I don't know, on a morality thing, would I look at that and go, oh my God, you crossed the line, I can't be around you anymore? I wouldn't say I can't be around you anymore, but as a business person, you know, if I had sponsors saying, no, we're not advertising with you if she's going to be on the air, then I would say, yeah, sorry, Kathy. Maybe in a couple of years when things die down, but right now, not so much. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying morality is in their clause of their business, not morality like as a person being like, oh, I think she's a horrible person, she should die in hell, but, you know, or burn in hell.
Right.
You don't die in hell. You actually stay there forever, from what I've been told, and I don't believe in hell.
You stay there forever.
Okay. So anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's a welcome back show. We talked about a various milieu of things.
I know.
Yeah.
I think we're all
over
the place.
And we'll keep it coming.
You know, what are you going
to do? I know. I want to, big shout out to our non-North American continent folks that are listening somewhere in Asia and Europe. So thanks for sticking with us. Hey, you guys, have a great week wherever you are in the world. That's going to be our sign-off now. Have a great week wherever you are in the world. And thank you for listening to Double Bubble with Kirk and Keek. We'll see you guys later. Take care.
Bye. I need some money.